This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details.
Johnny Arnell.
Oh, would you look at that? It's 4 p.m. on a Thursday. Ha! That means one thing. One thing only. That means it's time for Johnny and Arnell live and loud on FUBAR.
Live and loud with Johnny and Arnell on FUBAR Radio.
Do you know what I did? The first time there, yeah. I did an echo, a double one. I'm going to try it again so the listeners know what just happened there. Yeah. It's a double.
Live Johnny and Arnell.
Johnny and Arnell.
FUBAR Radio.
Just some of the fun and games that we can have.
Yeah, just creating carnage and chaos right at the top of the show, yeah?
The message is the same, but just said in a different way, to be fair. Yeah. Yeah, so...
Well, that was double the message, if anything.
We are available in surround sound. There you go. It's coming at you from all around the room. Johnny and Arnell, live and loud, FUBAR Radio. Let's go.
Oh, yeah, and it's good to be back here, man. It's good to be back.
Yeah, it was only last week, wasn't it?
Yeah,
you know, it's not long lost or anything like that.
Yeah, but you know what? I miss the listeners. I miss hearing their crazy stories.
I do miss them as well, actually. Yeah. That much is true. And we are back, guys, so do get in touch with us, because we do love hearing from you. So what's been going on this week, Arnell?
There was the internet was playing at Coco, and I missed it, and I really wanted to see it. I was gutted, because I still haven't seen them yet. Still haven't seen them perform. So next time they're in London, I'm definitely be going down. But other than that, I've been pretty good, you know? Yeah, I'm in good spirits.
No, decent. I didn't get to see them either, which was a shame. Yeah. It is a shame, you know. Don't get to go to enough gigs, to be honest.
You guys aren't inviting us.
Yeah. But it's been all action this week for me as well.
Oh, yeah. Tell. Sounds like you got some news to share.
Well, I have. Some of it will come up later in our blast from the past.
Oh.
But this week, I have been dog sitting. Yeah, I've been
dog sitting, yeah?
House/dog sitting.
How many dogs?
Two.
Oh.
It's going off, mate. It's been going off big time.
Is
yeah,
it, what sort of dogs are they?
One's a staff called Patch.
Mate.
And one's just a big dog called Marley. I don't even know what breed it is, to be fair.
They both sound like dogs that's going to maul you down.
We'll get into that later, to be fair. It's been a lot of events that have gone on this week.
Don't be teasing, man. Like, it's already happened.
We've got some stories coming up, to be fair. It's been quite the week for
one of them's going to have to get put down.
Walking a tightrope, that's all I can say.
Is that because of you or the dogs?
Listen, I'm trying my best. It's hanging by a thread, to be fair. I'm the good guy in all this, to be fair. There's a lot of loose cannons in the dog world right now. So, and I'm just trying to keep them straight and narrow.
Is it good money, dog sitting? I don't know.
Well, it's for a cousin, so it's not like, you know, lucrative or anything like that. But, I'd imagine it is, because, you know, like dog walkers, they can get paid quite a lot.
That's what I'm saying.
But they go, like, walking, like, 10 of them at once and stuff like that.
Mm.
Don't know how they do it, mate.
Yeah, they just, like, wake up early in the morning, gather all the dogs, walk them about, and then take them all back.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know how they do it. I swear they come back. They go out with 10, come back with 11.
No, you only gave me 2 dogs today.
Yeah. Some owner crying over the common. Where's Jimbo? Where is he?
Because people, they do that on purpose, isn't it? They take the dogs, they wait for the posters to go up, like, say, the missing one and the reward, then they return it and say they found them. Get the reward.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, you're saying it like, everyone does that.
Anything is better than walking a dog.
Now all we know
just
is
hold it up in the basement for a bit and then wait for the posters to come out. Then
all you've proven is that you're the guy who does that. That's the only thing. You're the only one whose mind works like that. You've got a kennel underneath your house.
Did I mention I don't like dogs?
Stashes of pedigree chum, sending proof of life photos.
Half opening up the can. Go on, if you want the food, open it out yourself.
I said eat. Got these dogs walking around in orange jumpsuits like a doggy Guantanamo Bay in the Tomlinson household.
We've got a staff just bench pressing over the side.
When I get out, I'm coming back here. I've been spraying these lampposts. I know my way back.
Just mauling promo pictures of me. Just
like, you took me away from my family. Yeah, that's a Hollywood script right there, definitely.
It is, mate. If Cats and Dogs is a sequel, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. Didn't see the first one.
Elijah Wood played Little Poodle.
Good, good. Yeah. You're not, yeah, yeah. You know, we know.
Jeff Goldblum's in it.
We know. We know what's coming after you start going on about this. Yeah. I mean, you're tilting. Are you charming with that? Cats and Dogs is a good film. Do you want to come with me?
Do you want to watch it together? We can snuggle on the sofa.
Hey, we could have a really nice date here watching Cats and Dogs 2. Jeff Goldblum's in it. Elijah Wood plays a poodle.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'll go on my own.
Is that fine then? What sort of date would you would do? Rather than that, then.
You know what, babe? Yeah. You ever seen Basic Instinct? Johnny.
Basic Instinct! You went straight there!
Absolutely. I'm recreating scenes crossing my legs. There you go. In a pair of white Y fronts. Absolutely.
With a hole in them. Yeah. Whoops!
What? It seems you've seen too much. They know.
But hello to everybody out there that's listening to our crazy antics, man. It's not just us on the show. It's you guys as well. We want to hear from you guys, man. You could tweet us, you know, at Johnny and Dinell or at FUBAR Radio.
Yeah, absolutely. We do want to hear from you. You know this show by now, you know, very much. Users are producing the output that we give out. So we do want to hear from you guys. Let's do a little run through of what's coming up on the show, shall we, Dinell?
Oh, yeah, let's do that. Well, first up, it's going to be what's trending, what's going on, what's everyone talking about, what's been happening in the world. We're going to be discussing it.
Absolutely. There's been a few stories that have been bouncing around social media this week, getting people's chins wagging.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know why I say that every week, but I feel like I have to.
It's your favourite saying. I don't know why.
I don't know. I think I'm being clever, and I'm not. I mean, clearly,
you get it wrong every
time.
No, you don't want to correct yourself.
It's lazy. Let's move on. Right. After that, we've got our lend an ear section.
Yes, it's the part of the show where me and Johnny answer your problems. So send your problems in.
Absolutely, and it is. It's not. You know, people. There are other charlatans out there who try and give you advice. As in advice, it's this is what you should do. This is what you have to do if you want to solve it. It's a solution
blueprint.
Yeah, we give out solutions. Okay, if you have problems, send them in to Johnny and Inel at foobarradio.com. We do want to hear from you, and we know our listeners have problems. Lord knows we know they have problems.
That's right. And don't worry, no problem is too small or too big for us to handle. We've handled everything.
Or too deranged. We've had some pretty unhinged people opening up to us, and we want more of them. So do it.
Full little archive.
Absolutely. After Lendon here, we also have our
Blast from the Past
section. Bang. That's the blast, nice. Which previously happened. Mm. So that's the part of the show where we take a buzzword and then we talk about the stories that buzzword makes us think about, and then we play tunes in turn that are kind of associated with those stories that we've said.
Correct. And today's buzzword is nervous.
Nervous, yeah. Nervous. Mm. Nerves. Mm. Yeah, any of that. If you've got any stories about being nervous or whatnot, send them in. Mine is going to be related to my dog sitting antics this week, which I'll tell you about later. But do send in your nervous buzzword stories.
That's right, and I think mine is going to be associated with a date that almost went completely wrong. So
almost. All right, okay.
Managed to salvage.
Salvaged it. Yeah. Decent.
Just about.
All right, okay. What's class as a salvage?
Was that?
Save it for later.
But if you guys have got some juicy stories as well about times you were nervous or nervy, as Johnny said, email it in, johnnyandinell@foobarradio.com, or just send them your random stuff that you like to send us in.
Yeah, we want to hear everything. And then after that, we've got our spoilers on screen section.
Oh, yes! And it was a big boy episode of Walking Dead.
It was delightful, yeah. It was delightful.
My favourite one so far.
Yeah, some real malicious stuff going on there,
yes,
isn't it?
There was some real people deciding what sort of person they're going to be from here on out.
<It's>
Are you
going to
be like this, or are you going to be like this?
The world's changed.
That line was in there.
Yeah.
Even Jesus is saying it.
To listen to more of this episode and to catch up on all of our shows, Go to FUBARradio.com.